It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a boat lease for Bulgaria at 6 o'clock and you're going to be on it.
Bulgaria!
Vivo Bulgaria! Yo-ho! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. It is BYOB Friday. This is really like if you had a party at your house.
That's right. It's a party.
It's ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. It is truly ebb and flow.
It's we are here. EB and flow.
With, yes. Yeah, EB has gone to the can. We are here with Cakes and JP and Jason. Jason, how you doing over there?
Great.
Are you taking care
of the
Are you taking care of the misbehaving buzz babe?
No, today? I'm not. I have not touched one all night.
Now, Nick, before that, what was what precipitated that little battle with BDK? I know our listeners are very curious about that. What was the reason for that? Is there any lingering hostility, or is that the first time you've met him? Was it naked cruelty?
There is no lingering hostility.
Do you always get nervous around good-looking guys? Is that it?
Yeah.
That must be it. Pin-up model types.
There's only funny hostility.
Oh, funny hostility.
Funny hostility. That's the funniest kind.
It's the best kind.
It's always fun. All right, let's before we get to our Hollywood... What? There we go.
She said BDK is hilarious to look at.
Okay.
Well, she's right.
Feel good.
All right. Jason, just take the microphone and hold on.
Right, here it is. Pretty good that he's on the radio,
though. You know what? Yeah. She's not allowed.
All right. Yes, that's it. She's banned.
I don't think he has much to cry about. He's like, Nick doesn't like me.
That was an interesting comment there. Mm. Let's get Kurt from Northern California on. Kurt, you're on BYOB Friday with the Buzz Babes and also the Junkies. What's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, Audio Icon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What can we do for you?
I had a question, and I'm not sure if it should be for you or for Buzz, but it's regarding the Buzz Babes. In the odd event that one of them gets too much to handle, is there some stipulation that you guys can get rid of that babe and replace him with another? How does that work?
Actually, all of the Buzz Babes are on a no-cut contract.
That's right.
That's the way it works.
I thought it was a two-thirds vote from Congress.
Is it a two-thirds vote from Congress?
And there's Rob, the Queen, butting in.
What is the hostility? Rob, they're picking on you because you're not partying, and I think that's the only reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
Stick
is.
Stick in the mud.
Pain in the ass.
We want to keep them all.
All right, let's get to our very first buzz of the afternoon.
I make one reference of Congress, and all of a sudden, what? I'm Liberace?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
He can go get Ben and then lick one.
Before we start with Buzz, Allie, I have to ask you again, what was the kind of porn that you enjoyed watching?
The reality group nightclub setting.
Nice.
I'd like to applaud that.
It's called In the VIP.
Nightclub porn.
In the VIP. That one or just, you know.
College
FS. Even the amateur stuff is cool, too, because it's real. Like, if you go to like a swingers club.
Yeah. Mad Tokyo,
okay, you go to a swingers club, everyone's not super hot in there. You've got, like, a complete mixing bowl.
And
I'll tell you, the first time I found myself in one of those places, I didn't even know I was there until I went up to the bar.
Questioning.
But that was all right. You took it to the limit. I appreciate that.
Mike, I know he's not here.
Yes.
However, I think it should be brought to your attention. Do you know the kind of porn that one... Drab is into.
Drab is the producer of our midday show here in Washington, D.C. Big O and Dukes. I don't know where.
Chad
came in for a little
bit.
I wish he was here.
Drab was outside there. I think his girlfriend is here.
Oh, really?
Okay. Drab should report this, but his go-to porn is what, Cakes?
Basically, he likes like 75 or 80-year-old dudes. Guys are about to check out, like nailing like 19-year-old
siblings. Oh, no.
I mean, I've seen a lot of porn in my day, not as much as EB, but I can't buy into that sort of age.
No.
Wow.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I know
you mean like EB and McKenzie together.
Good singer, Lurch.
You know something? I will tell you that Drab is an interesting guy. He's kind of a mellow guy. You don't always know exactly what's going on there, but that is concerned.
He's
cause for concern,
as it should
I should
be.
It troubles me.
It troubles me a great deal, too.
I don't know if I should be troubled.
He's here now. Now, are those guys coming out with us? Are they going to hang?
I have no idea.
They are.
I do know that I'm drinking a My Jones Soda Company sugar-free black cherry soda with Mike O'Mara's mug on the front.
That is my soda.
You know you've arrived when you got soda with your picture on it.
Oh, no way.
I got to say something.
We don't have our own beer. I'm bitter.
I got to say this. When we talked to the people at Jones Soda, you know, I asked for the Diet Cola. I did not ask for the black cherry, and I know you're enjoying that.
I am enjoying it, yes.
And the Jones Company makes fabulous products, but
perhaps the best.
Now is that on ice?
It is on ice because I will never drink soda that's not on ice.
Let me try.
Good for you.
Please.
Good for you, Cakes.
And incidentally, is this like beer pong? Yeah, I'm sure. Just kidding.
Yes, how is your herpes? Herpes, I know.
It is now.
I do have canker sores.
Oh, you made him spit. It's better on ice. It's better on ice. But I was looking for the Diet Cola, and it's just one case. We got the Jones Soda Company. Actually, was nice enough to provide us with a case of Mike O'Mara Show Soda, and we're very happy about that.
And it's the only thing you drink.
Well, the thing is, it's got a picture there, but it doesn't have the show name on it, which I was kind of concerned about.
I've always liked that. I've liked the Mike O'Mara Show coleslaw, all the great foods for the Mike O'Mara Show.
All the side dishes.
Yeah. All the very good stuff.
Buzz Burbank's homemade pickles.
Yeah, he's got his homemade pickles working right now, that's for sure. All right, Buzz, what's happening in the world of Hollyweird?
Hi, well, I know this will capture your attention. The producers of Sienna Miller's next movie have digitally enhanced her Daisy.
How about that?
Really?
And a hush fell across the room.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that something?
In Sienna Miller's...
God, I'm trying to find the right sound effect. Let me see if
one
says...
Do you have a Daisy sound?
Sienna Miller's Daisy. Let me see.
Gotta be
digital. Oh, I found it. Here it is. Sienna Miller's Daisy.
There it is.
Digitally enhanced.
As good as I could find. All right.
In her upcoming...
Now let me just think about it.
Ah.
Yeah. Or if you think about all the guys that she's been with... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, very bad.
Jude Law.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. In her upcoming movie, Hippie Hippie Shake Shake. Try to keep up.
Say it again.
Hippie Hippie Shake Shake.
That's right, for goodness sake.
I thought that was perfect.
Yeah, it was flawless.
She plays a free-spirited girl in the 1960s, and as usual, Sienna has no qualms about stripping bare for the part. There's just,
God bless her.
Just one problem.
What?
Sienna's region... is very neatly kept. When she filmed this movie, she had what is popularly known as the landing strip down there.
He's struggling.
He's doing great. He's distracted.
You know, I have to point out.
He's great. He's professional, but today he's struggling.
I'm going
to
say two things here. Buzz Burbank is responsible for these ladies. He's put all the work into getting the Buzz Babes together. He deserves a round of applause.
He deserves the fruits of his labor.
I am exhausted. And there is nothing better than listening to him struggle through a newscast.
Love
I am enjoying this.
Love
so
it.
Start again. What was that? It's digitally enhanced?
Digitally enhanced. I thought that was perfect.
That one was.
It's perfect. Obviously your ears.
That's right.
Your ears are drunk.
My personal ears?
Yes.
Or everybody in the room?
Everyone's ears are drunk.
All the listeners are drunk. Everybody's drunk.
That's right, Rob.
Hey, did I mention the Party on the Eights, Buzz?
Not recently, Rob.
Party on the Eights, debut of the Buzz Babes, Friday night. Great news.
Double polka dancing.
Friday night, August 8th at 8 o'clock. The Great Chantilly Sports Bar Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. We will be there with the Buzz Babes from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. And Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards and brew and great food, too. Get all your info at MikeOMaraShow.com.
And bring your clogs.
Party on the 8th. That's when all you ladies get the new uniforms. How you doing, McKetsy? All right? You seem awfully quiet and mellow over there. Just sort of sitting on Eric's lap.
Well, it's like Christmas in July right now.
It takes a lot out of me sitting on his lap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it takes a lot out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm confused.
I understand.
And aroused.
So what about Sienna Miller, Buzz?
Well, you know, if you've ever spent any time with your dad's Playboy magazines, then you know that ladies back in the time this movie was set did not do any landscaping.
That's why I'd like to give this brief commercial for the fabulous new flavor of O'Mara beer that'll be coming out soon.
Yeah. Delicious
it'll be
brew.
When the weather gets a little chillier, step up to the great taste of Winterbush.
Winterbush.
Winterbush beer, yes, coming to a theater near you. Winterbush, it's wonderful, and it's got a great aftertaste.
Well, the filmmakers couldn't ask Sienna to wear a wig down there. They didn't ask her to let nature take its course before production. Instead, they decided to use computer technology to give Sienna a digitally enhanced... love mound.
And there you are.
And again.
I'm sorry, I'm just looking at EP.
A hush fell across the room.
I'm enjoying the buzz cast. I'm sorry, I know you are.
I love the buzz.
Oh, my God. Oh, the land of laps.
Yes, sir. The land of laps. We're having a good
nice
time.
Nice hair, EP.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Got crazy hair going on.
Somebody else is going to have to be digitally enhanced here in a second.
What's
that's
wrong
for
with
sure.
My hair?
My hair almost up.
Your hair is a little, it's getting a little wild there.
By the way, I've gotten compliments on the gray. Tonight, by the way.
Rightly so.
Yes.
The gray is distinguished.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Look
Cheers,
at the beard.
Right?
I like that.
Right?
It's like a George Clooney look.
That's right. Right, George Clooney, right? Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I always say about the beard to the gray beard. Nobody likes a thin Santa. Yeah. Buzz, we have a phone call coming in.
Well, let's take it then.
Let's go to Josh. Josh in Fairfax. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing?
Elizabeth.
What's that?
No, go ahead, Josh.
Sorry, my beard just hit my microphone.
Your beard, huh?
Yes.
I said, I'm jealous that you guys are starting a party, man. I'm on my way home from work.
What do you mean, starting a party? We've been here all afternoon. Where the hell you been, Josh?
Well, who takes the most of the party?
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Buzz, where were you?
Keep listening. Never call again.
I was about to tell you that Screech has let the cat out of the bag. Now that Dustin Screech Diamond has done a sex tape and a reality show.
Have you guys ever interviewed that guy, Cakes? Have you ever interviewed Screech?
Have we ever had Screech? Screech? Yeah, we did.
Save
we did
have
him. Had him one time.
How about he was selling T-shirts so they wouldn't foreclose on his
home?
Yeah,
I remember that.
When
yeah.
We were
yeah.
doing him.
And didn't he do porn as well at
yeah.
one point?
He has
did,
a sex
or he had a
tape.
Sex tape.
Mm-hmm. I believe he's a fan. I don't think I can say it on the air.
Okay.
The dirty
exactly.
blank.
Gotcha.
Although,
oh, you
that's
know,
what he likes?
There was an internet rumor. There yeah. was an internet rumor that the sex tape was faked.
Well, no, it was definitely faked.
No, but you never saw his face and his thing in the same shot.
But I thought the whole thing with Screech was that Screech...
Really?
That kid is big.
That kid is big.
Hence the name Screech.
Also, you know, that's the way, seriously, we always discussed on our old show
yeah.
The fact that God works in mysterious ways.
Right. They gave
and so
a
what he
zilch,
took
a big one.
What he took from BDK, he gave in other areas.
Right.
That's right.
I'm and
sure.
that's why some men have little bitty ones. Little tiny bitty ones.
Because we're so talented.
Yes.
That's why.
We're scary talented.
And handsome.
Doing this. Absolutely.
Case,
no smoking.
You want to explain the new term that you learned via Urban Dictionary to Mike. I know you can't say it on air, but you did just learn this yesterday.
The dirty birdie?
No, not the dirty birdie. I believe it's baby birding.
Baby birding.
Hello, baby bird.
You Why don't you just demonstrate? Demonstrate what it is.
No, I
can't. Yeah, I just want to see you demonstrate.
Demonstrate
you don't have to say it. It'll just be for us.
All right.
Go ahead. Do your business.
All right.
Here
I got to stand up to demonstrate.
All right. Now, this is, wait. This is
this
now.
Is called
now
a
can
dirty
we say
bird.
This? No, it's a dirty birding?
Baby bird.
Yeah. Baby,
baby
bird.
Bird.
Baby bird.
Very
baby bird.
I have to be very delicate here.
Okay.
Very radio.
Now, I should point out to our listening audience that Cakes is doing some pantomime.
All right. So I would finish my race. I'd be racing. Woo.
Right.
Palms up racing.
Uh-huh.
And I'd finish.
Right. Silly.
In a Woo! Certain area.
Mm-hmm.
On a woman.
Right.
Yes.
And then.
You got it. Yeah.
Instead of her keeping everything I gave her.
Uh-huh. Right.
Keeping the gift.
You're doing fine. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
you might be
she
doing
would,
too fine.
She would
share it with you.
Share it with me like a mother bird would
share it with me. All right. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
Thank you very yes. much, everybody.
you,
We're yes. here all week.
I might have to try that later at home.
Oh, my God.
Not at all.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty gross.
God,
I know.
That's amazing.
Oh,
thank you for that.
Spend a lot of time on the internet, do you?
I just grossed out the entire listening audience. Like from Spokane to Fairfax.
Baby Bird Auville.
Baby
Bird Auville, that's his new nickname.
Thank you.
My God. Jason, the microphone's still in front of Nick. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Trying to entertain people.
I know.
Here,
it's
you
an anti
party
foul
over there.
Now you cross the line.
All right. Just grab the microphone. As like for old friendship, you know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, keep it away, 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 keep it away.
For now.
She said they're very good.
They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we, Buzz?
We were talking about Screech and the fact that he's moving on to phase three of his quest for self-promotion and self-compensation.
Welcome to the old Johnny Carson show.
He's releasing a Saved by the Bell tell-all book.
Oh, really?
Oh,
who is?
Screech.
Screech, that guy that lied about the internet.
Remember him?
We have a guy that wants to call about the rumor about the tape.
Let's get to that.
Paul from Stafford. Paul from
by
Stafford.
All means.
Mr. Burbank enjoys being interrupted.
He does.
Paul from Stafford, what can we do for you? Paul, why don't I hear anything on the phone? Maybe because it's not turned up?
Because 800 people hit the dump button, I think.
Is that what it is?
You can thank Nick for that. Yeah, we should have it back soon.
Okay. All right. Let me put him on hold, and we'll see if we get that in a second. All right. Go ahead, Buzz.
Sadly, there are not a lot of details yet. All we know is that the book will be called Behind the Bell, and it will include details on, quote, the sexual escapades among cast members, drug use, and hardcore partying.
This is on Saved by the Bell?
That's right. A tell-all book.
Well, you know, you got Screech, and we know Screech. He made a sex tape, or he allegedly made a sex tape.
I understand that Mr. Belding was insatiable.
Yes,
you understand correctly.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit. Elizabeth Berkeley, obviously.
I like Elizabeth Berkeley.
From
like
Showgirls.
And her big round moon face. Right.
Was Tiffany Amber Thiessen the one that got busted for drugs? Was she the one that got busted?
No.
Or was that,
I don't think so.
I get her confused with another a lady.
And don't forget who got her start on that program.
Who's that?
Leah Remini.
Our good friend.
That's your best friend.
I hope she's doing well. Well, that's fantastic.
You're looking well.
You're looking well. Very good.
Alice Cooper is designing a new way to die.
Dead babies!
On stage, of course, for his upcoming tour.
Right.
Cooper's upcoming disc, Along Came a Spider, drops next Tuesday. And if you didn't know, it's a concept album about a serial killer.
Along Came a Spider, Clarice.
Named
Would you
Spider.
Like to watch the lambs? Because they're crying right now. Hello? What? I'm sorry, I heard someone talk. Yes, as a matter of fact, I know that I've lost control of the show a few times, and now I'm losing control to my own self.
I don't see it.
I don't care. Now it's quiet in here, and I'll keep...
Everybody be quiet.
I'll keep talking. No, don't make it quiet. I don't know how to punch out of this way.
Just settle down.
It's nap time.
I just looked over at Lurchy. There's certain people that make me laugh just being in the room, baby. That's the way that goes.
Now,
gotta go back to the couch.
Alice has met his end on stage in just about every way you can imagine, but when he tours behind the album next year, he wants to come up with something new.
New.
Alice says, and I quote, "We started thinking about what can we do to make this really interesting and what new things can we do with the stage."
Pretty soon he'll be dying of old age anyway, so.
I'm going to definitely create a new way for Alice to die, something nobody has ever seen.
I've actually had a chance to chat with the great Alice Cooper.
As have I.
Who is a small guy. Have you ever met him personally?
Oh, I have. I've talked with
little
him.
Guy.
Yes.
A very, very little guy.
And a great golfer.
Phenomenal. You know
he's
where I met him?
Three
I met
and
him
half
on a,
feet tall, right?
On a driving range I met
sure,
the guy.
Yeah.
Really?
This
loves
guy
golf.
Was hitting three woods like a pro.
Did he
I've
have
never
eye
seen
makeup
anything
on?
Like it. He did. He actually
did
had
he
the
really?
Whole. Yes, he did. He had the little. Other than that, though, he's wearing a golf shirt and he's got the hair and everything else. But he is an incredible golfer.
Cool.
Alice Cooper gave me one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard from an individual just off the cuff. He said, "When everything screams, nothing screams."
Right.
Pretty profound. Ponder that. Yeah.
All right, I want to ask the junkies.
Did
I want
you
to
hear
go
that,
around.
Nick?
Yeah. I want to go in the room. Boys, how are you feeling right now? Physically, with the getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, how you doing? I sense a lack of like petrol right now. Are you guys?
I think I need like
you're
a
hanging,
Red Bull.
You're
like a Red Bull.
We
give
need
that
some
kid
Red Bull.
A Red Bull and
yeah.
vodka.
Red Bull.
Red
stat.
Bull and Grey Goose. Stat.
Yes.
Jason, how are you holding up over there?
Focus, but I'll make it through the next
I'm sorry, I had his mic killed because of the proximity.
That's okay. And JP, how are you doing? You look like you're hanging in there.
Oh, I'm hanging in there. A little tired.
God, I remember the morning show.
But
I
it's
really
a
do.
Good kind of tired.
What have you had, a quarter of a beer, JP?
I've had about four.
He looks like an AIDS
7 ounces.
Oh, the haircut's not becoming.
He's drinking ponies.
Might be time for a shot.
I'm size.
Like a beer or two.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Let's go to Paul in Stafford. Paul in Stafford, you're on the air.
It's Paul Stafford.
Hi, Paul. No, they're not killing us, are they?
It hasn't ramped up.
Beth Ann to the studio, please.
It still hasn't ramped up.
No, hold on. Let me find
we
out
didn't
if that's
curse
true.
That many times.
No, there's just no way that cannot be possible. That's it's been too long. Is it because we're talking that it takes a longer time?
Yes, there's a lot of noise in this room today.
Okay, here this will be a fun experiment.
All right, so we just be quiet.
Let's see if we can do it. On the count of three, everybody be quiet. And we're talking about, incidentally, our delay, because when somebody says something that's not really that good, they have to hit the delay, and then if everybody's talking, it will not catch back up. So that's what we're doing right now. So ready? Everyone, 5 seconds of silence.
Guess what?
It's back.
It's back.
Hey, Paul.
There you go, baby.
Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, it's great to hear you all together. It's a really great show today.
Good. What can we do for you?
Yeah, hey, the rumor about the Screech video is that his unit in the video is fake. And if you are a connoisseur and you've seen the video like I have, you can totally tell that something ain't right, and it totally looks like...
You can totally tell that? Totally?
So it's a totally fake appendage, is that right?
It looks like a, well, let's say something that one person would use in the bedroom in place of their own.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's got a prosthetic.
That maybe some of you are familiar with.
Ah, yes. Exactly. I have several of them in the car right now. Let's go to Matt, who is very lonely in Arlington. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Matt?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Now, it says here, the show is unraveling. I could not disagree more.
In a good way, don't you think?
I think it's wonderful.
I'm enjoying it intensely, but it's a total debacle.
It's a total debacle. Well, that's what every BYOB Friday is. That's the way it works,
that's
Matt.
That's the goal, Ricky.
Now, Matt, I have to ask you a question because of the negative energy. What are your plans for this evening?
Oh, he has that.
Strong drink and...
No, serious question. Are you going out with friends at all tonight?
Has none.
Yeah, are you absolutely.
You're alone? Where are your friends right now?
My friends are on their way in. We're heading down to carpool.
He's lying.
Arlington.
He's lying through his teeth.
Do your friends get uncomfortable when they come to your house and see that sign in your yard?
The predator sign. Sexual predator lives here. Oh, we do have to take a break. Hey, Matt, lighten up. We're just trying to have a little fun, folks, okay? Matt?
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We really appreciate the energy. Thanks so much.
Kill yourself.
What a hump. Swear to God, there's the first negative energy, you bastard. Buzz, what else?
That's it. Coming up in your final buzz, if we get to it, are they pulling our jalapenos?
We're not going to get to it because we're going to play Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Well, let's do that instead.
That's coming back on The Big Show. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.